Wake up, Pharaoh. Yes, it's me, the beauty of the sands. I've come for you. Assassination. Oh, Pharaoh, you wouldn't dare claim such things about a beautiful woman such as I, would you? I am merely part serpent, nothing entirely frightening. But there is something we must speak about. Well, you see, you've rejected the plight of my people one time too many. I don't want to hurt you. I wouldn't want to hurt someone so handsome, so regal, so powerful. But your power causes my people problems. And I can't have that. So resistant. You're stronger than I expected, but not nearly enough to free yourself from my coils. My tail can hold your tired body perfectly still upon your bed, so I may do with you what I wish. Anything I wish. Now, removing a pharaoh from power creates quite the mess. I might be good at what I do, but I do enjoy seizing opportunities while I can. I could sink my sharp Don't struggle now. No one will hear you here. I made sure of that. Look at you. Now, you'll be good for me, won't you? I'll happen to spare you, and in exchange, you'll help my people.
Or my wishes will simply be your commands.
How does that sound, Pharaoh? Not so fast.
Don't make me tighten my coils, darling. I'll squeeze your arms, your chest, your legs, your throat. Oh, I like the way you look at me like that.
I know how bold you are. I know how little you bend for others. But you will bend for me, however. As you can tell, I do like having fun with my prey. It's quite delightful. I love watching their resistance melt away. Watching the air leave them, the life leave them slowly, leaving them begging for more. I would wonder if I'm being cruel, doing something against your will. But look at this. Straining against your clothing? my, Pharaoh. You're very hard. I can feel every inch of you and the blood flowing down there. I can even see it, you know. don't enjoy this, do you? You know, you sent us away, unwilling to join our societies. It was all a little game to you. A little game to bring me here to play. Delicious. Oh, you shudder when I touch it. I know you want this. Just feel my coils hold you still, hold you down on your bed, so I can take care of everything. Be mine, Pharaoh. You'll devote yourself to me, won't you? No? Maybe I can convince you with my gentle touch. I'm not cruel, you know. I'm dedicated to satisfying every need of my little pets. Shh. Hush now. Stay nice and quiet for me while I take care of you. You've told me how you feel. Now let me show you what else you can feel with my serpentine clutch across your cock. Listen to me, darling. I'll drain such confidence. Perhaps I'll play along. Perhaps, if you still wish me to leave after I'm finished with you, then I will leave. I promise. What say you? Not that you have any choice right now, but it might give you something to look forward to until you feel my tail, tongue, and mouth, that is. Good. Now be still for me, and I'll take this cock out for you. Wow, Pharaoh. You won't have to worry about a thing. I'll make sure you get harder than you ever have before, and I'll please you until your mind melts into a lustful puddle, begging for more. Hold still now. I'll take good care of you. It'll give you just what you need. I'll give your cock a nice long lick. That look in your eyes. You liked that, didn't you? Your cock is surging, begging for my tongue. But no. You don't get that yet. You've been naughty, so you'll have to be a good boy for me to feel it again. Perhaps I'll take the end of my scaly tail and gently wrap it around the base of your cock and squeeze it. Have the very end gently coil around your balls. Don't worry. I'll be gentle with them. They are going to empty completely for me. Every drop will be mine. And then you will be mine. Wow. Oh, Pharaoh, you twitch and throb every time I squeeze. I sense the loads of hot juices that I'll get out of you. It feels like an eternity since I've tasted royal cum. I almost don't want to wait. That's it, my dear Pharaoh. Feel my tail along your shaft. Feel it caressing and coiling and massaging out every ounce of resistance and giving way to obedience. shoulders, my whispers in your ears. No matter what you say, I know what you want. Don't worry. If you're good for me, I'll give it to you.
That's it. No more struggle. No more worries. Just pleasure. A soothing, caring tail on your cock. And a loving labia that will do anything to taste you.
I would do anything for you. All you have to do is be mine forever.
Your cock is throbbing so much already, twitching and surging with agonizing pleasure.
Feel the world wash away. Feel your stress vanish like sand in the breeze. You want to come. I know you do. The faster I go, the more you want it. The more you want to watch your load pour deep into my mouth. Oh, Pharaoh. I'll just squeeze these amazing balls a little longer as I stroke you faster. And faster and harder, holding your cum for just a little longer, just until you nearly beg to finish. Oh yeah. Do you want to come, Pharaoh? Tell me. Tell me you want to come. Ask me to relieve you. Beg me to relieve you. Yes. That's what I want.
That's good, Pharaoh.
I'll just let them go and stroke faster and faster and come. Come for me. Are you ready? Yes, yes, yes. Come. Unload it all into my mouth. Oh, Pharaoh. Your cum is absolutely delectable. Oh, it flows down my throat in just the right way and hits every spot I have a taste for. How are you feeling, Pharaoh?